A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, November the 24th, 2022. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Tonight, we are looking at the inclusion of three female referees at the FIFA World Cup 2022, currently underway in Qatar. FIFA appointed 129 match officials for this year's World Cup. Of these officials, Rwanda's Salima Mukanisanga is making history alongside Stephanie Frampfart of France and Yoshimi Yamashita of Japan as the first women to officiate at the Men's Soccer World Cup. Nasi turi kutarisa zviri kuitika kumitambo yenhabvu yepasi rose iri kutambwa kuQatar uko madzimai matatu vari vana muzvina pembe. Akandeke kutanga madzimai kuita basa iri kumakwikwi aya. Mumwe mudzimai wekuRwanda, Salina Mukanasanga, Stephanie Frampfart wekuFrance na Yoshimi Yamashita wekuJapan. Pane ndivo madzimai ekutanga kuita basa iri kumakwikwi e-2022 World Cup. Let's take a look at a report by Reuters on Mukanasanga.
I think you're right that a lot of the commentary is on the players, and as it should be, we're here to watch.
It is special to remember this moment. We feel we
have a close bond. We feel though that we are part of one team. We've been completely welcomed. We feel like we're one referee team here. No difference, men or women.
But monitor, but you can see this kind of challenge, which is very dangerous for people.
It's something new. It's something that attracts the attention, the interest, as well as everything new. But for us, they are referees. For us, they are match officials. And this is the message I gave them when they attended the first time the seminar of the selected match officials. You are here not because you are women. You are here because you are FIFA match officials.
And also, good afternoon from my side. Welcome.
And they are ready to officiate any kind of match, depending, of course, on their performances in their training session, depending on our thoughts, of course, and the decision will be based on these topics.
So that we meet again during the tournament to see how the games have been. Being an attempt cannot be considered as deliberate to play because they are not under control.
That there was a report by Reuters on a female referee, Mukanasanga from Rwanda. It has been an action-packed World Cup today, with Switzerland beating Cameroon 1-0, while Uruguay drew South Korea 0-0, and the match between Portugal and Ghana just ended. with Portugal on 3 and Ghana on 2. Coming up next is Brazil and Serbia. Meanwhile, VOA reporter Jackson Fungai, who is in Ghana, spoke to some Ghanaian fans before the Portugal-Ghana game who had this to say about their team.
Well, first of all, I'll give thanks to God for this qualification because last 4 years we didn't qualify. So things weren't that proper here in Ghana. But I think this year the energy is high and also we're hoping that the players will perform well to keep the country going. Yeah.
What's your prediction?
My prediction, we'll get to the final and we'll bring the World Cup home. That's my prediction. So the next match with Portugal, Ghana will score 2. Portugal 0. That's my prediction for the next match.
So my name is Rafael Brizzi and I'm very excited that Ghana is in the World Cup and I wish Black Stars all the best. Today Portugal is taking 3-1, yeah, I'm telling you. You understand? I think Ghana to win this World Cup. No fears. Thank you very much.
My name is Rafael Brizzi and yay, I'm excited that Ghana has finally qualified. Especially with today's match. I'm hoping for 2-1 win by Ghana. And definitely, today are you scoring our first goal?
Yay! And then, I'm also excited about Ghana being in the World Cup. You know, we are expecting very, very huge results, which we are going to get because I believe my team.
After Ghana, thank you the World Cup.
Last us, all the best.
Ghana, thank you the World Cup. You are the best team in the world. Currently.
Hello, I'm Jemima, a typical Ghanaian. I thank God that this year Ghana is first of the World Cup. And we are hoping that they will come out with a flying colors. We've always been trying that Ghana will one day win a World Cup. So this time around, we hopefully know that they will come out with a flying colors. So we pray that everything will be successful.
Actually, it means a lot because one, it's my country, Ghana. And they are really representing my country. I don't have much expectations from the Black Stars. The reason being that we've actually have had series of disappointments one way or the other concerning this World Cup. So my view is that if we are able to run through the group stages and through runs the knockout stage and we are out, I'm grateful, but if you go higher to Hure, it's to the betterment for the country, and you know the cash that is coming in for our players. I mean, if you win or if you do something, I think it's $100,000. So I think the local players among them, if they're able to sell through, their local clubs will also get some funds and promote our local games as well. So it means a lot to me.
That there was VOA reporter Jackson Fungani in Ghana speaking to some Ghanaian fans. He spoke to them prior to the match between Ghana and Portugal. Let's take a short break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Now, for perspective, we are joined via Skype by our guest, VOA reporter Sunday Shomari in Qatar. And we also have Miriam Sibanda, the former Zimbabwe Football Women Football Chair. Let's start with our reporter, Sunday Shomari in Qatar. Sunday, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Marvelous.
Tell us, you are in Qatar there. What is the mood like? And we've seen, most people are looking at how African teams are playing. But take us through what the mood is like in Qatar.
Well, Marvelous, as you see, Qatar is beautiful. Weather is great. As you see, people are all excited. This is a small country, Marvelous. But I tell you what, in these few days, it has a lot of people from all over the world. This country right now is breathing football, talking football, eating football, and drinking football. Nothing else is happening except football. When you go to the metro stations, it is FIFA football. When you land in your plane, FIFA football. Everywhere you go, right in front of me, this is downtown Doha. There's fireworks right now as I talk to you. There's a lot of people, women, children, young and old. Everyone is here, excited. Not only the locals, but also the foreigners from all around the world. And all of us, Marvelous, we are speaking one language, which is football. And there's no barriers. We are having a good time. You see right behind me, people are having fun. Great stuff going on.
Yes, Sunday. Just looking at some of the matches that we've seen being played, we just witnessed Ghana and Portugal, with Portugal going away with 3 goals and Ghana with 2 goals. How are the fans there receiving this result? And have you seen any African fans?
Yes, of course. Marvelous. So many African fans in this place. You'll be shocked. There are so many. As we were speaking to you right before we started talking, there was a group of Ghana fans just passed by us, and we asked them, how do you think about the performance? Actually, although they lost, but I tell you what, they are very pleased with their team. The team had 2 goals, 3 against 2. First off, this is a loss, but you have goals. So those goals, Marvelous, help you. In group stage, when you have more goals, it's good for you. And second of all, what they're saying is the level of intensity that Ghana showed in this game, they showed a spirit of a fighter. They didn't go down easily. As you saw, Ronaldo was holding his head towards the end of the game. He was worried that Ghana might go back any time. So they played their hearts off. This really shown that Black Stars are fighting for a place in the second round, which they've never done for a long time. But this time around, they say they really want to do it. So it's going to be fire in the coming games, I believe, from Ghana.
Yes, and we also, you know, the topic at hand currently are the 3 female referees that are actually will be part of the administration at this year's FIFA World Cup. What's your take? How are people receiving this, having 3 female referees being included?
Of course, this is history in the making. Absolutely fabulous story for all the ladies out here. When I had a chance, I spoke to some few ladies here from Morocco and from Pakistan and from Qatar, the local ones here. All of them said one thing. They are very excited, number one. And number two, some of them said, you know what? It has been time. Where we've been all this time. These ladies were supposed to be in this position because they deserve to be in this position. And they say that they are proud of that moment and they hope to see more of that happening, because female can play soccer just like men. And guess what? Next year, World Cup is coming for the ladies. And one lady from Morocco said they all hosted the African Championship Club in Morocco for the ladies. And she said their stadiums were fully packed, just as the men football. So you can tell that things are changing and women are coming more into the fray of football. And they're happy about it.
And also, you know, this is a place where all the big names and big teams, we saw Argentina falling this week. How was that received?
Esther, Marvelous, that was something for sure. We said football in Qatar came with full of surprises. The 2022 FIFA World Football has a lot of surprises. One of them was that falling of Argentina. But Marvelous, this has happened before. Argentina fell in 1990 against the Cameroon of Roger Miller. If you remember, I don't know where you were at the time. But guess what? They came back and became the champions. Yay! That's right. That's the football spirit, as I told you, Marvelous, you see here. So what they said was, they can come back. Who knows? But tell you what, Japan also came with another surprise. Germany were the favorites. They have been World Cup champions so many times, but they fell against Japan. So we're here yet to see these surprises, these dark horses, so to speak, the Cinderella teams.
Yes.
We are going to see so much going on, so we're waiting to see. But it's a good story, a historical experience for this team in Saudi Arabia. As you see, they are now still celebrating as if they won the World Cup, because as you see, even their country, it was a holiday the next day.
Wow. Anyway, hold on there, Sandy. I'll come back to you for just, a take. I need to take one of our guests from Zimbabwe. Tina, my Miriam Sibanda, the Rainbow Shandane Zimbabwe Football Women's Chess, Sasachi Garo, Kunyaezu Zenabu. Tino kuchinga miza ipa pachirongwa chedu. I want to reward the Tipe of Fungazenu, Nesha, Truko, Nigeria, to Parisino, a Pane, Mazmai Matatu, Akawani kwa Io, Achipu Amkana, Kutiva, Wanikova Tishanda, Pa World Cup E.
Not like Samunika, I know Sariban Nabu, I know Ziva, Jamaica Munabu, not Ramanukunuku. Kufara chaiko kuti madzimai aziita. Azina mosha kuti madzimai ari kubva kunyika dzipi. Asi chikuru ndechekuti madzimai pa World Cup ya 2022 anga aripo pamusoro-soro ipapo, achiona kuti mitambo iri kutambwa zvakanaka vari vana muzvinapembe. Zvinofadza zvikuru.
Mm-hmm. If you can go into Ndebele for us, what's your take on what the developments we're seeing at the World Cup in Qatar, where three women have been included to be referees at this World Showcase for Soccer?
You got me very marvelous. My Ndebele is not very good, but I will try. Ndebele is your father. Kakulu, ukuthi omama bakhona ku World Cup.
Thank you so much there. Let me just go back to our guest, Sunday Shomari, who has to leave before we go to our other guest. Thank you. Sunday, if we can just have your last bit of contribution. So where to now? What are you going to be looking at? We see there is Brazil and Serbia that are still to play.
Absolutely. That's going to be the last game you're waiting to watch tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And the Brazilians, I had a chance to speak to some of them here. They are very confident, Marvelous. They say, it's not about winning. We know we're winning. Because I told them, are you going to win? Because you saw what happened to Argentina. They say, no, Messi is too old. That's what they said. They say, we have Neymar. We have some nice young people. We have spirits. We have young men who can play. So it's not about winning. We know we're winning. But tell us, we are telling you, is the number of goals.
Mm-hmm.
Which, Marvelous, is the same wording, actually, like a verbiage, that Argentina fans were saying before they played Saudi Arabia. They said it's the number of goals. Winning is not a question. And guess what happened?
Yes, so we wait to see.
Let's wait and see.
Yes, uh-huh. And one question that I have for you before you go. We've been, seeing a lot of reports coming out of Qatar there that you don't see a lot of female people from Qatar actually watching the games live. What's your view? What are you seeing on the ground regarding the amount of females that are actually coming out to watch these matches?
I'll tell you this, Marvelous. There are so many female watching these games,
mm-hmm.
especially those who are coming from overseas.
Mm.
At least you can tell when you went to the Tunisia and Morocco games, there are so many. And we spoke to them, they said they've traveled from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
There are some living in this country who are here. Some of them travel from Morocco, from USA, from other places, neighboring countries. There are so many. But of course, I think they outnumber the locals. I can't tell the numbers easily, but I'm just thinking they might be outnumbering the locals, and it depends on what they have in store. But I will tell you that females in this country, they love football just mm-hmm. as men. But
what
it's
about
just the difference that you might tell
uh-huh.
who, it's hard to tell the difference sometimes who is the local and who is coming from overseas. Sometimes you might realize because of the dressing, but it's not a definite thing to know.
Mm-hmm. And last, and you know, to close it out, the issue of recreation, a lot of people were asking that, you know, are people allowed to drink? What is going on?
Well, with drinking, it was obvious, Marvelous, that they said you will be allowed to drink if you're a foreigner coming into the country in the places, in the stadiums, allocated areas. But finally, FIFA turned back on that and said, no, we can't. I mean, the government here said, no, we can't do it. So they had to turn back on that. However, in some places specific designated called Fan Fest, mm-hmm. where fans meet, those areas, you can drink your beer. They are allowed to drink their beer. Mm-hmm. But only the rule changed in the stadiums, and that changed in the last minute. And so many fans from outside were upset about that, but what can you do?
And have you had any chance to meet any big soccer names out there before you leave?
There are so many big soccer names, but to meet them is another thing, Marvelous. Uh-huh. They have their camps. They have their... I mean, it's too many rules that people, you have to have specific permits to meet them and credentials, so it depends. And for the most part, for my credentials, it won't be easy to meet all these big soccer fans, and I've never got a chance to meet them yet.
Thank you so much.
Maybe they will come down this street. If they do, I'll be able to see them.
Thank you so much, Sunday Shomari, reporting there out of Qatar in Doha. Thank you, and let's meet again next time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. And now we are going to switch on to the younger generation. I understand one of our guests, Makachi Kowero, who herself is a soccer player based here in the United States, has just joined us. Welcome to the program, Maka.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us, what's your view? Who are you supporting? You're a soccer player. You've been following soccer all your life. Tell us a little bit about this World Cup soccer. What does it mean to you?
Yeah, it's super exciting to be able to watch the World Cup, especially with my family since I've been away at college. And I enjoy just watching the beautiful game as well as countries being represented, many African countries, as well as seeing women referees officiating these games and being involved in the game. And as of right now, I'm supporting my host country, the United States, as well as Ghana, who just played earlier. Super proud of them. It was a really entertaining game, and I can't wait for the future games that are going to happen.
And also, you have been working with women in or young girls in Zimbabwe. What do you do with them, and what, you know, brought this passion for soccer for you?
Yes, so I have a nonprofit named MCC Educated Girl Inc. that operates in Zimbabwe that works to empower women in sports as well as education. And we have soccer teams, well, many soccer programs. And recently we had two soccer tournaments that MCC hosted where we also had female referees to make sure they're involved in the game, know what's going on, and can feel empowered within these spaces. And it's a great time all around seeing women in leadership positions and getting to enjoy the sport of soccer.
Talking about female referees, we've seen FIFA have just included three female referees in this World Cup. What does that mean for you as a soccer player, a young one at that stage?
Yeah, representation matters. And I'm so glad to see women of many different ethnicities and races all around being showcased in the World Cup. Because just having one female referee is not enough. Just having six is not enough. And I hope in future World Cups we get to build off of six to 12 to many more. And having more women referees being at the center of the pitch, being the refs.
Mm-hmm. Please stay on the line at Gate Mboyenda kuna maisibanda kana muchiripo panare tinzwe kwamuri kuti makamuri kutaura imi kuti munyika yeZimbabwe zvino hazvina kunyatsomira zvakanaka takatarisa mabatirwo anoita vana muridza pembe vechidzimai mungatisanangurira kuti zvakamira sei.
Yungu mazolasi pane nyaya dzanga dzichitaurika mazuva apera paizi vana muzvina tembere madzimai vakanyora tsamba vachinyuta kuti vaisabatwa zvakanaka nevarume vanovatarisa vemuzisa. Vamwe vainyuta kuti vapihwe mitambo yekuti varidze vainzi tanga wandida. Zvakazoita kuti vazhinji vemadzimai vaida kuita vana muzvina pembe vasiye nekuti zvavainzi vaite zvakanga zvisina kutsarukana. naizvozvo unoona zvaitangira kana pamari dzavaisiwa kuti varidze pamitambo. Unoona kuti mari dzaipiwa madzimai anoridza pamitambo yemadzimai, ukatarisa yaipiwa varume kana vachiridza pamitambo yevarume, zvanga zvakatosiyana zvachose. Zvinova zvimwe zvezvinhu zvinoita kuti madzimai asazoda kuita mizana muzvina pembe. Zvabva ipapo kwaakuchiuya idzo nyaya dzekumbundikidzwa idzi dzinonzi pachirungu sexual harassment. Naizvozvo zvabva zvakanganisa rudo kana chido pakati pevanasikana, kuti kana usingakwanise kutamba nhabvu taikurudzira kuti vamwe itaiwo vana muzvina pembe, asi kana zvinhu zvaita sezvazvaita iko zvino, tiri kuona kuti vashoma vanasikana vaakutarisira kuita mabasa iwayo. Zvinova zvinotidzorera mumashure maringe nekubudirira kwemitambo yedu munyika.
Aiwa, tiri kunyatsokukunzwai zvakanaka chaizvo. Regai timbotarisa isu kuti pamadandemutande pedu pafacebook page yedu vari kuti chii tiri kuona pavoa shona. Pana sea king ari kuti hello marvelous, happy Thanksgiving, enjoying soccer games indeed. Hanzi aiwa, tiri kukuonai Richard Moya kuti mashoko anorwadza aya kudzikisira madzimai ikoko. Vari kutaura nyaya iri kutaurwa kuti pane mamwe madzimai vane basa irori ravana muzvina pembe vari kunzi ivo vakawanikwa vasingabatwe zvakanaka vachishungurudzwa. Regai timboona kuti pavoa ndebele pari kuti chii, asi kune avo vanoda kuwanawo vachitaura pfungwa dzavo, wanikwai muchinyora pamapeji edu iwayo voa shona, voa ndebele nevoa studio 7. Regai tione kuti tidzokere zvakare kuna amaka. Handisi kuziva kuti chiedza gope tichamuwana here wekukata, hatimbonzwa kuti kwakamira sei kuzvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri kugara ikoko. Gaitende koko, hello, if you could come back.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about the issue of female refereeing, and you're a young girl. When did you start playing soccer? What, you know, tipped your interest?
Yeah, I've been a dual athlete all my life. I started playing soccer when I was around 3 or 4, and I remember just wanting to be outside and kick a ball and play with whoever was playing soccer at the time. I remember this one experience specifically when I saw a group of older kids playing, both boys and girls, and I told my parents, I want to do that too. And so they got me more involved in soccer, and here I am. I still play recreationally, and honestly, I'm very thankful that I've gotten to enjoy this game the majority of my life.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. So what does the future hold for you? Do you hope to be one day playing at some female soccer World Cup?
I would hope so.
And who would you say, who do you admire out there when it comes to players looking at the World Cup currently underway?
I always have a soft spot for Sadio Mane, seeing all these great African players being represented, as well as in the Women's World Cup. I admire hugely the United States Women's National Team.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cameroon women win recently at the CONCACAF, I believe. That's what it's called. And seeing them play, seeing them be powerful and enjoy the sport is really something special. And I just look up to them day in, day out.
Thank you so much there, Maka Chikowero. She is based in Wisconsin. Let's close off with Maisibanda. Mungo tupo mazwenye kupetisira kutichishu nga itwe kutichishu gazi lisuminika. Nyei ya wana mjina piembe lichizumai.
Zvinoda kuitwa hazvina kunyanyooma. Zvinongoda kuti utungamiri wenhabvu munyika vave vanhu vane chido neruzivo nemutambo, vanonzwira madzimai, vanoziva kuti kuva mudzimai chii, vachinzwisisa
Thank you so much there. I'm going to have to cut you off there. Unfortunately, there is no extra time like in soccer. So thank you to Miriam Sibanda, the former Zimbabwe women's football chairperson, and also Maka Chikowero, speaking to us here from the United States, who's a soccer player herself, and our reporter on the ground, Sunday Shomari in Doha, Qatar. I'm Marvelous Nsanganya, who is saying, hey, let's meet again. You have a very good evening and happy Thanksgiving. Given to those in the United States.
Thank you.